Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Jürgen Kramer, the Regional Director of PIC EMEAR, Europe, Middle East, Africa, and Russia. Thanks for joining us, Jürgen.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
As part of Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2022, November 15th and 16th in Saskatoon, you'll be discussing the topic African swine fever, learning from the European experience. First of all, a little bit of background. Where is PIC EMEAR located, and what role does it play in the pork sector?
Basically, PIC EMEAR has its headquarters in Sant Cugat in Spain, and basically it covers the entire area of Russia, Kazakhstan, Georgia, Armenia, then the entire Europe region, Africa, and parts of Middle East. That is basically what is behind PIC EMEA region. And basically, in terms of the role, PIC is part of the Genius Group, which is a company specialized in breeding stock production in terms of and genetic improvement on dairy, on beef, and on porcine, basically. And we are specialized in supply of breeding stock, and the main focus point for PIC is genetic improvement and technical service.
What is the situation with regards to African swine fever in Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and Russia, and how has that situation been evolving?
Basically, the African swine fever disease started since 2007, 2006, growing in Europe overall. Basically, it started out heavily in Georgia, and then it moved around. So basically, from the east, it moved to the west. And to give everybody a perspective, somewhere around a little bit over 40% of the PIC EMEA region, the south, are basically located in African swine fever positive countries. That number was 5-6 years ago, that number was around 25%. So basically, over the last 5-6 years, that number has grown significantly. And the last break in terms of African swine fever was Italy, which is also the closest country today with an African swine fever positive status to Spain. And basically, over the last decade or so, the disease really moved from the eastern part of Europe closer to west, and the country currently most west being African swine fever positive is Germany, and in the southern part it is Italy.
What is being done by PIC to minimize the movement of African swine fever both within affected regions as well as unaffected regions at this point, and what are the prospects of success?
You know, and in terms of PIC, since the founding of PIC 60 years ago, one of the cornerstones of PIC is a health insurance program. So that means we monitor very, very intensively all the supply chain farms and also AI studs. And that includes the regular testing for certain specific diseases. Those informations, the testing results are always shared via a vet-to-vet principle. That means information is shared with our customers. Then also, in terms of the setup of the supply chain, we have more a diversified supply chain. That means in most of the key countries in the pig production in the EMEA regions, we have a local supply chain, which diminishes the need on massive movements on breeding stock from countries to countries or from basically positive regions to positive regions, but driving through negative countries, which is very difficult. So there is basically also from a logistics standpoint, a diversified supply chain minimizes significantly the risk for PIC, but also for our customers, our supply chain partners, and overall the industry.
What lessons have been learned from the European experience and are being learned that need to be kept in mind moving forward, and why are these lessons so important?
A couple of lessons are very important. For example, if a disease is today only in one country, diseases can and do spread. So don't make a problem just for one specific country. It is a problem, for example, in the case of Europe, it is a European problem because the impacts, the negative impacts are definitely challenges for everybody. So that is awareness. A African swine fever problem is not a country-specific problem. It is a regional problem. Then on the other side, you know, the government involvement is important to find specific solutions. For example, here is the regionalization concept for specific countries who are customers of Europe in terms of importing pork meat, which once a country becomes positive, they might not accept taking pork meat from a positive country. But however, if the country has an agreement with the receiving country on the regionalization concept, then the trading can actually continue. So that means government involvement is important in terms of finding solutions for the pork meat trading to make sure that the trading does not come to a full stop. Then on the other side, one of the real big challenges is finding a solution, a permanent solution, which could be, for example, a vaccination or a vaccine, which currently the latest evolvement was that a specific newly developed vaccine is in trial in Vietnam, which is a country who is severely impacted by African swine fever. The outcome is not yet full known about that vaccine, but definitely finding a solution to control the disease, like via investments, for example, in a vaccine, that is definitely what the industry and governments should push commonly. Then on the other side, there needs to be a general educational process, you know, in terms of how diseases can spread around if, you know, tourists or whatever take meat or other food from a positive country, then that could be a potential risk for a country who is negative if those people go there and then these type of food end up in the wild boar population. Then another thing is definitely if there is an outbreak in a negative country, it is important to act fast. keep in mind that most outbreaks, they are really in the wild boar population. There's very little outbreaks in the industrial pig production. So it is important to have a very clear plan surrounded what to do to limit the wild boar movements, to stop the further spreading of the disease.
How might these lessons be applied to regions like North America, the North American mainland, where ASF still has not found its way?
I do believe that North America has a very large advantage. There is very little live animal movement going from other regions back into North America. So that is by itself, that is already a plus. It doesn't mean that protectionism here is the solution, but definitely controlling the animal movement from outside of North America definitely will be a big plus. I do believe that the industry in North America has worked over the last couple of years since the increased outbreaks in Europe and China, that the North American pig industry has worked on risk management plans and also contingency plans. That's at least my understanding, but raising the awareness is an absolutely important point for all participants in the pig industry. Then, you know, as I said, the risk management plans, that is absolutely key, that if there would be a break, that government officials, industry participants, that everybody knows what to do, and then also especially what not to do.
What is on the horizon?
What is on horizon? Yeah, that is a very good question. You know, and in terms of the biggest thing, what is horizon, I think that the world overall is experiencing over the last couple of years an increased challenge in terms of diseases in general. And definitely that becomes an overall challenge for the global pig industry. I would not single that out by any region, because the pig industry or the pig production is becoming more global than what it was in the past. So disease transmissions can be today way more frequent than 30, 40 years ago. So that is one of the biggest things. I mean, there's other industry challenges, you know, besides the disease challenges overall. I mean, labor shortage is a big challenge. The huge increase on the input cost overall during the last 12 months, then the rising energy cost overall, then in some of the regions, the volatility of the market conditions driven, for example, with the challenge of diseases in China, that is a big challenge. Then the increase in the construction cost or on the raw materials for construction, so there is little expansion going on, but overall the global population keeps expanding. So there might be mid and long term a conflict arising. So those things are probably very likely the biggest challenges on the horizon.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I really, Bruce, appreciate you know, and in terms of being able to spend time with Farmscape News and appreciate the invitation, and looking forward on going back to Canada fairly soon.
And thank you very much. Our guest has been Jürgen Kramer, the Regional Director of PIC EMEAR, Europe, Middle East, Africa, and Russia. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.